Part 4 consists of two tasks. You'll hear five short extracts in which actors are talking about performing in live theatre productions. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H what each speaker usually does before a performance. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H what each speaker says went wrong on a recent production. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. In the exam, you have 45 seconds to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
Before actors go on stage, they tend to walk around rehearsing their lines, doing voice exercises, or go on before the audience arrives to do general warm-ups. I always spend time in my dressing room looking at two drawings that were given to me as gifts. They keep me grounded because they remind me of a holiday I had. There's an even greater buzz on opening night, of course. On my last one, I came down with a sore throat and I was worried whether I'd have enough voice. So I concentrated on resting during the day. Apparently the audience could hear me okay, but it was touch and go.
Speaker 2.
I guess everyone has their own way of preparing. I always ask the more experienced actors if I can warm up with them, and they've taught me loads of stretches and things, really makes you more supple and able to cope. However, last week, my attention must have wandered for a split second during the performance and I missed my cue. So I came out with a line I was supposed to say later. I was mortified, and the director was a bit annoyed, but I'm not sure if the audience even noticed, which was kind of disappointing. Luckily, though, there weren't too many people there that night.
Speaker 3.
The cast are always very supportive, which is wonderful. You feel part of a team. Loads of fresh flowers start arriving from the audience before the performance, and I'll usually pop into dressing rooms putting little notes or candy on people's tables. It helps us all to bond, I think. The worst night, of course, is when the press come. Everyone's on edge then, and for this production, what they wrote initially wasn't that complimentary. It really affected my performance one night. I should never have read the stuff. Anyway, at least the audience still seem to be loving it. They've clearly got taste.
Speaker 4.
In my first scene, I actually go down from the stage to walk amongst the audience and talk to them. It's a great way to start feeling comfortable. One night, though, I must have been looking at them and not where I was going. I missed a step and stumbled on the way down. It really spoilt my grand entrance. Luckily, it's meant to be a comedy. But some of the laughs we get rely entirely on the props on stage, so although the stage manager is brilliant at all that, I still find myself walking up to have a look prior to curtain up. Silly, really. I'm making work for myself.
Speaker 5.
Although the play I'm in is a comedy, you can't guarantee that people will laugh, but then they'll laugh at the weirdest things. I'm always worried the noise will hold up the play. Yesterday it was during a really sad bit, but then the actor looked around and saw a pigeon standing right behind him. It's an open-air theatre, so they constantly come in. I noticed, though, as we move from rehearsals to press night, when reviews are imminent, that my preparations take longer. But there's a particular place I go in the courtyard where I can just catch the breeze. Really clears my head. After that, I'm ready for anything.
Now play the recording again. That is the end of the test.